Talkback Time with Smithy. Call now 0800 150 811.
Yeah, give us a call, 0800 150 811. If you are the caller of the month this month here on SENZ, you could win yourself an Oklahoma Joe's Blackjack Charcoal Kettle Grill. Thanks to Ava Living, the only way to get in the draw is to give us a call. Give us a call, be part of the program, and you're in that draw. 0800 150 811, 0800 150 811 is our phone number. A couple of things we could talk about. One of them is the cricket. You know, Gary Stead, there are some players in this team that are going to be great, New Zealand greats, is what he said. A number of players here will become New Zealand greats. Who? Do you agree with Gary Stead and the current Black Caps team that some will be New Zealand great, considered New Zealand greats? And if so, who? I think you'd probably put Kane Williamson in there about now, couldn't you? I tell you what, it'd be interesting, I guess, depending on the format. But say if you went with 50 over cricket, who would the New Zealand sort of third, fourth, fifth drop be for you? Because you'd have Kane Williamson, Martin Crowe, Ross Taylor, probably, maybe Stephen Fleming, is he a shout? There's some conversations there, so I'd be keen to hear from you. 0800 150 811. 0800 150 811 is our phone number, or you can text us on the Temper Bedpost text machine 8833. Who in the current Black Caps set up as a future great? That's what we want to hear from you. Maybe if it's not with the bat, is it with the ball? Has Tim Southee done enough in his career, do you think, to be considered a future great? What about Mitch Santner? He's a guy that divides opinion a bit. Maybe doesn't turn the ball as much as some would like for a spinner, but his figures are actually really, really good. So your take on that, 0800 150 811. 0800 150 811. Also, the World Cup is on at the moment. Currently, Spain are playing Germany. It's 1-0. The Spanish lead the Germans with 14 minutes left. Well, before about probably 10 minutes injury time, but, you know, 14 minutes until 90 minutes, put it that way. So 1-0, the Spanish lead. And I tell you what, if the Germans lose this, no points from two games. They do have to play Costa Rica next, who just beat Japan this morning. Yep, that was another upset. Japan, of course, got up over the Germans by 2-1 in the first game, and Costa Rica got beaten 7-0 by Spain. Well, then Costa Rica turned the form book upside down and beat Japan 1-0. Although, I did love this stat. You know how many touches Costa Rica had in the Japanese box in the entire match, in the entire from woe to go? How many touches did Costa Rica have of the ball in the Japanese penalty area, Robbie? No? Two. And they scored with one of them. So that kind of gives you an idea of how that game went. Japan all over them couldn't score, and Costa Rica sucker punched them. So we had those two games today. Probably a bigger story is Belgium. Belgium lost 2-0 this morning to Morocco, and that has really thrown the cat amongst the pigeons. And apparently, it looks like it's not particularly harmonious, that Belgian camp. Jan Vertonghen saying they were too old to attack, which was considered a bit of a jibe at Kevin De Bruyne from Manchester City, which is kind of rich coming from a 35-year-old centre-back. I mean, the problem, I think, with the Belgian team is how old their backline is rather than how old their attack is. But no, Lukaku's not helping them at the moment either because he's so important for them. I mean, their front line had Thorgan Hazard, Eden Hazard, Kevin De Bruyne, and Matu Bachwai. That was their front line. I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad, right? So what's going on with Belgium? They're very much up in the air, particularly after Croatia beat Canada 4-1. So now Morocco and Croatia in the box seat in this group. They both have 4 points, Belgium on 3. Croatia and Belgium have to play each other in the last match. So you would have to think, based off what we've seen, Morocco are going to be through to the round of 16, which I don't think too many people were picking before the tournament. I tell you, plenty of talking points there, and lots of football still to be played. Joey joins us on 0800 150 811. G'day, Joey. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, Ricardo. How are you? Good, thanks, mate. Look, just two things. Just with the cricket, you know, with Bolt and Southee, it's a tough one because, you know, Richard Hadlee and Martin Crowe, a rider up there, like you said. You know, another one would have been probably Glenn Turner. Yeah, they've been fantastic for New Zealand at a time where we had very good a very good team. You know, we've built around good bowlers, good batters. You know, Martin Guthill's right up there too. You know, but as you know, then where do you go from there? You know, do you then put in Sadner as well? You know, I mean, you look at just the sides that have been behind, you know, look at Lance Kenz and those guys, you know.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a tough one because, I mean, you mentioned Mitch Sadner, right? And I know I talked about him before as well. But if you're putting together an 11 for, say, a 50 over ODI 11 of all time for New Zealand, I guess Mitch Sadner's up against Daniel Vettori, isn't he, for that spot? And in which case, you'd probably go for Vettori, wouldn't you?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, Dan Vettori. Look, no offence to Mitch Sadner, but, yeah, Dan Vettori for sure. You know, it's like you're picking that side, You'd either pick Bolt or Salvi with Richard Hadley. You know, whether you'd pick them both, I don't know, because you've got to go back through, you know, what we had in the 80s and that's when I grew up, you know. We had some fantastic bowlers then too, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, because they bowlers play, you know, bowl in tandem a lot, right? So if you're taking Hadley, do you have to take Chatfield? And if you're taking Southie, do you have to take Bolt or vice versa? You know, those are conversations I think need to be had as well. And then I'll throw a Smokey in for you too. What about Shane Bond?
Well, yeah. Well, look, you'd have to be honest, I would take Charlie Chats. No way. I mean, as batting-wise, not great. As a bowler, and one day, and he also, I reckon, would have been great in 2020. Because his line and length was just unbelievable, you know. With in tandem with Hadley, you'd have to take those two probably ahead of Bolt and Southie. And I'm not saying Bolt and Southie shouldn't be there, but and for me, I'd take Hadley and Chatfield without a doubt. And as for the World Cup, Ricardo, I'm a Man United man from way back, you know. I'm like you, and I'm sad, but I'm glad that Ronaldo's moved on, because you know, the manager's trying to build a team to go forward, and it's not all about him now. Unfortunately, you know, he's got to the stage in his career where he thinks it probably is, and he thought he could come back to Man United and be, you know, be the man. And he did score 23 goals last year, but it's the way the manager wants to work it now. He's only going to come on as a sub. And Graham Souness said, you know, should we have kept him and you know, has a mentor? Well, he wouldn't want to be that. He wants to be still the man, and he's coming up 38, and unfortunately, it ain't going to work. But what happens if they win the World Cup?
Well, I mean, there is that, but I mean, you know, on Souness's point, you know, why not keep him to be a mentor? You can't have a bloke as a mentor who storms off down the touchline before a game's finished. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's just bad. That's just bad, you know, from him. You know, it's tarnishing his career as a player, you know, because you know, he could have been very well if he wanted to just turn around Ricardo and go, okay, I will help the young ones out. Because when you're in a dressing room and you know yourself in the dressing room, and if you're there and Ronaldo's there, you're going, shit, I want to be like him, you know. I mean, I'm playing with him, you know what I mean. But I mean, it's very hard, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, he still wants to do what he could do 2 or 3 years ago, and unfortunately, it's not going to work for Man United. And there's 80,000 fans that go there. They want to see Man United go forward and end up winning trophies.
Yeah,
you know, just because. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was going to say to you, I think that's the point that a lot of people miss. And there was a bit of confusion, but there was a lot of conversation about it. People going, well, you know, he can't be that bad. He scored 23 goals last season. It's like, but he stopped the team playing the way that they wanted to play, or the way that Ollie wanted them to play, for example. And he scored those goals, yes, but would they have been in a better situation if he hadn't been in the team? I reckon they would have been. I reckon there would have been more goals from elsewhere around the park, and I think defensively they would have been harder to break down without him in the team as well. But those things are, you know, those are conversations that need to be had. Good stuff, Joey. Thanks for your call, bud.
Yeah, mate. No worries.
You
have a good day.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do, mate. We'll do. Scott has called in from Wellington as well on 0800 150 811. It looks like the Germans might have equalised. I was wondering if they were looking at this, because I thought there was a possible offside in this, but it looks like the goal has been given and the Germans are making a substitution at the moment. So currently 1-1, 84 minutes in. Have the Germans got themselves a lifeline? G'day, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Ricardo. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Good. What did you want to talk about?
I was going to say that makes that group even more interesting now, eh? If the German goal has stood.
Yeah, it has. They've kicked off again, so it has. The Rich is a. I was a bit gutted. I had Spain to win 2-0, so I was 6 minutes away.
Oh, you were close. Yeah. Like me, over the weekend, came through with a couple that just missed out, and obviously overnight, unfortunately, with Japan losing and Morocco winning, that killed basically every bet I had going. Unfortunately.
Yeah, mate. I'll tell you what, it's been thrown up some interesting results this World Cup.
Oh, it has. It has. And that's what's made it actually so good at the same time. I mean, not good from a betting point of view, but, you know, just to keep it interesting. And, I mean, even looking at, you know, the likes of Australia picking up their win as well, which has put them in a prime position. And I think looking at it at the moment, it's the only team you can say that looks convincing is France. You know,
what about Brazil?
I mean, Argentina, they did the second half, but I still think in the first half they didn't create enough. And obviously, if Neymar's out for the next two games, that again makes it even more interesting. But I feel they look the best at the moment, but, you know, you can't write Brazil off. Argentina, I think, you know, clicked in that second half, especially against a tough Mexican team. So, you know, good to see Messi getting on the score sheet again.
Yeah, very much so.
So no, it's going to be interesting. So hopefully, from an English point of view, they can beat Wales to obviously qualify top, so they can hopefully get a slightly easier second round draw.
Yeah, it's going to be. Tell you what is interesting is with Argentina dropping that first game, if they don't finish top of their group, which is every chance they don't, they go to the other side of the bracket, which means they could play Brazil in the final. Because at this stage, you know, I think everybody off the top thought they would both win their groups. That would mean they met in a semi-final. But now that is a possibility that they meet in a final. So, which is interesting. You know, the Brazil thing with no Neymar, I actually reckon it might make them harder to play against, because you know that if Neymar's playing, everything goes through him. So you can just kind of try and cut off the route to the 10. But if they play, say, Richarlison there and put Jesus up front, I think they're a harder team to shut down, and you can't read them as easily.
Yeah, no, I actually do agree with that, and obviously the couple of goals Richarlison got the other day shows that I know he can do it. He saved us Everton last season, so you know it's good to see him doing it on the world stage, even though he's not with us anymore. No, I think you're right with that. And then just on the cricket as well, I think I've got to say you've got to have Trent Bolt in the New Zealand 11, if not for his bowling, just for his batting, because yeah. He's brilliant to watch when he's batting.
Yeah, mate, honestly, he's our best number 11 ever. I mean, to be honest, I would bat him ahead of Southie most of the time.
I've said that for years. I think Southie's always batted too high, and I think a lot of it goes back to that innings he had against England. You know, and there's players in there that, I mean, Jameson should have been ahead of him when he was in there as well. And I think, yeah, Trent Boulder has actually turned into not a top batsman, but a player that can actually bat a bit,
yeah.
Which is, you know, great when you're a number 11.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great call, Scott. That's a great call. Hey, thanks for your call, mate. Well done.
No worries. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too, mate. You too. It is 14 away from 10 here on SENZ. It is talkback time. Remember, if you call through, you are in the draw to be SENZ's caller of the month to win an Oklahoma Joe's Blackjack Charcoal Kettle Grill, thanks to Aber Living.